Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us. Before I get into this month's report, let me note that the preliminary July unemployment rate reported last month remains unchanged at 7%. The preliminary August numbers show the rate rising modestly to 7.1%, which is lower than the unemployment rate of August of last year, 2011. The U.S. Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics, the BLS, released state jobs and employment data earlier today. According to the preliminary survey data, Maryland created 1,400 jobs in August. This is the first jobs gain for July-August since 2007 and the largest July-August gain since 2005. The private sector has added 19,800 jobs since August of 2011. Maryland continues to make progress toward recovery. Our employers have added 24,000 jobs since this time last year. Together, we're working to broaden Maryland's workforce as we foster an environment where businesses can continue to grow and create more jobs. Professional and business services and education health continued to be the over-the-year leaders in job generation, with gains of 14,000 and 7,900, respectively. Professional and business services created 1,200 jobs last month. Within that sector, professional, scientific, and tech services gained 700 jobs. Leisure and hospitality gained 1,000 jobs as employment expanded in the accommodation food services sector. Additionally, the retail trade subsector within the trade, transportation, warehousing, and utilities sector created 700 jobs. The public sector experienced a drop in both state and federal jobs, but saw a 6,700 increase in local government, which can be attributed to school returns. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you, Secretary Jensen. The phone lines will now be open for questions.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question, please press star 2. The first question is from Jamie Hopkins. Your line is open.
Hi, thanks for taking the question. So, actually, you got at what my main question is, which is 6,700 increase in local government. That's very unusual. And without that, it would have been overall job loss in Maryland in August. And so I wonder what you think is going on there.
School is coming in. And as school, you know, and as you know, we've had questions about some of the BLS survey, but this is an interesting development.